USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence announced additional travel restrictions involving Iran and increased warnings about travel to Italy and South Korea to combat the coronavirus after health officials in Washington state announced the first death from the virus. The president also told people not to panic.
We asked the media and politicians and everybody else involved not to do anything to incite a panic because there's no reason to panic at all.
Travel from China to the U.S. had already been restricted, and now they've expanded the existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days. The administration is also urging Americans not to travel to areas of Italy and South Korea that have been struck hard by the virus. President Trump also stated that he'll be meeting at the White House tomorrow with pharmaceutical companies who are working on a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With Super Tuesday only 2 days away, CBS News polls show Bernie Sanders leading in both California and Texas, the two states that will award the most delegates when 14 states go to the polls this Tuesday. In California, Sanders holds a 12-point lead over his closest rival, Joe Biden. Sanders, also leading the field in Texas, enjoys just a 4-point edge over the former vice president and Elizabeth Warren, being just 1 point behind Biden. These support levels would translate into a substantial delegate lead for Bernie Sanders. In a direct challenge to Senate Republicans, President Donald Trump announced that his pick to head the intelligence community is Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, calling the former federal prosecutor an outstanding man of great talent. Trump complained on Twitter that Ratcliffe was being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The death of a horse in New York City is drawing outrage from animal rights groups. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A Central Park carriage horse collapsing on the job and later euthanized, according to its owners. Viral video shows the horse falling repeatedly in the park, unable to stand up, eventually carried away. This is an activist from New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets.
Instead of calling a qualified vet to help this horse, several carriage drivers tied him up with ropes, pulled him into a trailer, and they took him back to the stable.
She says those situations have happened before, but nobody's held accountable. The historic horse-drawn carriages of Central Park officials say the horse had suffered a cardiac issue that was unrelated to his job and that he was humanely euthanized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's peace deal with the Taliban opens the door for an initial American troop withdrawal that Defense Secretary Mark Esper sees as a step toward the broader goal of preparing for a potential future war with China. Esper said he has his eye on the great power competition, which means staying a step ahead of China and Russia on the battlefields of the future. U.S. force levels in Afghanistan were over 100,000 during Barack Obama's first term, with a current total of nearly 13,000 to be dropped immediately to 8,600. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.